At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Polls are open for early voting in the state's March 6th primaries. KERA's Eric Austin has a preview.
The Democratic primary for Texas governor features nine candidates. They include Houston businessman Andrew White and Lupe Valdez. She's the former Dallas County Sheriff. A new poll out from the Texas Tribune and the University of Texas shows Valdez in the lead among likely Democratic primary voters. 43% say they'd vote for her. White had 24%. The co-director of the poll, Darren Shaw, talked with Public Radio's Texas Standard.
She clearly has a front-runner status right now, but she certainly hasn't put this thing away.
Among Democrats, White has the financial advantage. He recently made a $1 million loan to his campaign. He's also landed various endorsements around the state. Brandon Rottinghouse, a political science professor at the University of Houston, talked with Houston Public Media.
It's not so much that the endorsements are that critical in swaying voters, but it is the case that a narrative has hardened that he's more competent for the job than her.
Meanwhile, Republican Governor Greg Abbott has more than $43 million in his campaign war chest and no serious competition in the Republican primary. In other races, several congressional primaries feature a smorgasbord of candidates, and because of that, runoffs are likely before the November elections. In District 21, there are 18 Republican candidates. Republican Congressman Lamar Smith is retiring. The district includes parts of Austin, San Antonio, and the Hill Country. Professor Mark Jones is with Rice University's Baker Institute of Public Policy. He talked with Texas Public Radio.
One characteristic that this race has is that it is incredibly fragmented. And so any recognition that you can get that helps you rise a little bit above the herd is welcome recognition.
Elsewhere in Congress, in District 32, which includes northern Dallas and nearby suburbs, the Democratic primary features seven candidates, including some former Obama administration officials. In the Republican primary, Congressman Pete Sessions is the longtime District 32 incumbent, and he has one competitor. Elsewhere in North Texas, 11 Republicans are running in the District 6 primary. The district includes southern Tarrant County, as well as Ellis and Navarro counties. The Democratic primary features five candidates. Longtime Republican Congressman Joe Barton is not running for re-election. Eric Austin, KERA News.
And there's a voter's guide at keranews.org. 23% of students in the Fort Worth School District are Black. But a report by the Fort Worth Star-Telegram found 62% of all girls suspended in the district last school year were African American. The National Women's Law Center says across Texas, Black girls are almost seven times more likely to be suspended than white girls. And now a new report suggests adults view African American girls as less innocent and more adult-like than white girls. Dr. Jamelia Blake co-wrote that report. The educational psychology professor at Texas A&M University talked to David Brown of Public Radio's Texas Standard.
This research is the first of its kind to focus on girls, but there has been, as I understand it, similar research about perceptions of Black boys?
Yes. Dr. Philip Goff did a study about 3 years ago where he looked into how adults perceive Black boys and found some work that adults saw Black boys as being less innocent than white boys across various age ranges. And he also interviewed law enforcement, and what he found is that law enforcement professionals were more likely to hold Black boys or see them as being guilty for committing crimes that white boys do. And he attributed this to them not being seen as children.
Now, how did you find that there's a bias against Black girls? How did you reach that conclusion?
So we did a survey. We did a survey of a community sample of adults from across the country. We asked them questions about their perception of childhood among girls of different ages, and we compared their responses for their ratings about Black girls in relation to white girls.
They would just volunteer these biases? How would you keep them from trying to shield their biases?
So what we did is we randomly assigned some participants to complete surveys about Black girls and some participants to complete surveys about white girls. And we asked them to rate different questions that we expected you would think a child would exhibit, right? So, you know, children are supposed to be innocent. Children do need to be nurtured. So we ask those questions about Black girls, and we also ask those questions about white girls. And because the respondents didn't have a comparison, so we didn't ask them to rate both, we felt pretty confident that we were getting their perception of the girls they were queried about.
What we're really talking about here is administrative discretion, right? I mean, ultimately, administrators have to make decisions about whether or not to suspend a child from school, which I guess raises another question, and that is there a difference in the way, say, white administrators would perceive Black girls compared to Black administrators?
That's a good question, and unfortunately, our data doesn't lend itself to answer that question. Ultimately, yes, administrators make the decision to suspend, but teachers make the referrals. So this is kind of, you know, a two-edged process. So
someone listening to us might say, look, decisions about whether or not to suspend a child are based on the specific behaviors of individual kids, that ultimately one group or another is going to get suspended more. And that doesn't necessarily mean bias, right? How would you respond to that?
That's what we would hope, right? That what we'd hope is that we're suspending kids based on the behaviors they're exhibiting. But what the national data shows is that even outside of Texas is that Black children are more likely to be suspended for subjective infractions, for behaviors that are not threatening the school environment, than are white students. Talking back, being defiant. You know, we don't see the racial disparities on things like tardies because that's subjective. It's very clear. The other thing we're seeing is that Black students are being suspended at higher rates than their representation in the school. And that's an indication of bias.
Dr. Jamelia Blake is professor of educational psychology at Texas A&M University. Her research is detailed in the report Girlhood Interrupted, The Erasure of Black Girls' Childhood. It was conducted in collaboration with Georgetown Law's Center on Poverty and Inequality. Dr. Blake, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Rain and thunderstorms are likely throughout the day. Expect a high near 73, but look for temperatures to drop to around 38 overnight when there is a 90% chance of rain. A 90% chance of rain continues tomorrow with a high near 45.